WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
Friends remembered, shelter status. I'm Elliot Francis. Tributes continue to pour in for music icon Prince, who died suddenly at his home in Minneapolis Thursday. Correspondent Tom Foreman tells more.
Walked in. Prince was the perfect performer for his time. A blast of brilliance arising just as MTV and the Walkman were revolutionizing music. He had the sound.
You got that look.
Had the look. And he had a vision.
I learned early on this was what I wanted to do.
For almost 40 years, he stayed in the vanguard of musical innovation. A fan says he captured his final performance in Atlanta only a week ago and posted it on Twitter.
An autopsy is scheduled for later today. A dozen Red Cross shelters have opened in Houston for flood evacuees. A status update from Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Red Cross is prepared to have to operate the shelters, let's say, for another 5 days if need be.
A total of 8 deaths are blamed on those storms. I'm Elliot Francis. A suspicious package that caused the closure of a very busy road outside Washington, D.C. created a nightmare for Beltway travelers Thursday evening. Mark Chase reports.
Maryland State Police say a brown cardboard box with red wires and duct tape was found in the southbound lanes of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge just before 7 o'clock on Thursday. The span had to be closed down in both directions for a few hours while the bomb squad investigated. The shutdown created miles-long backups that spilled over onto adjacent roadways. The heavily traveled bridge over the Potomac River connects Maryland and Virginia and carries Interstates 95 and 495 traffic. I'm Mark Chase.
That box turned out to be full of loose wire. Well, cable provider Comcast says it will allow some customers to watch cable TV without leasing a set-top box. It's a response to recent efforts by the FCC to give customers more pay TV options without having to rent a set-top box forever from their cable provider. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. A missing Fairfax County firefighter's body has been found, along with a suicide note.
Fairfax County police say during their search of Shenandoah National Park Thursday afternoon, human remains were discovered in a remote location more than a mile from the White Oak Canyon parking area. On a Facebook page set up by the family, a statement says, quote, "Our hearts are broken. We thank you for your support and ask that you keep our family in your prayers in the challenging days ahead." Nicole Mittendorf was just 31 years old. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A huge wildfire in Shenandoah National Park has now crossed over Skyline Drive. Authorities say the fire grew substantially yesterday, and smoke from that fire has now drifted into the Washington area. An Annandale man has been charged with child neglect and involuntary manslaughter after police say he accidentally left a 2-year-old child strapped in a car. Police arrested 32-year-old Daquan Fields on an acquaintance of the child's mother. Arlington police say Fields was supposed to drop 3 children off at 2 locations Wednesday morning. He dropped off 2 older children, but apparently forgot about the 2-year-old when he drove home. An Anne Arundel County man will get to keep his homemade Donald Trump sign, the sign he painted on the roof of his barn. County zoning inspectors last month had told David Riggs his sign would have to go. But now the county has backed off, saying sign ordinances need to be reviewed in light of a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on when municipalities can impose restrictions on content-based signs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,983, the NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, the Nats lose, the O's win. The Cubs' Jake Arrieta tosses the season's first no-hitter. Scott Brooks is reportedly set to become the new Wizards head coach, and it's Caps Flyers Game 5 tonight at Verizon Center. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bayer Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BayerAdvanced.com.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, the Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail. With property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for the Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First to the fives. Here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning to you. Bad accident on the outer loop of the Beltway approaching Branch Avenue. That shuts down all lanes. And what you can do as your alternate is go northbound out to Barnabas Road to the East Branch Avenue, then return onto I-495. Also on the outer loop of the Beltway, a disabled tractor-trailer blocks your two left lanes at the American Legion Bridge. Be careful crossing the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. A high wind advisory is in effect. Doing A-OK on 295, the BW Parkway, New York Avenue, and I-95 in Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Got starting to pull in front off to the west of us. That's going to be our rainmaker. We'll see chance of showers this morning. Maybe a few around to the west especially. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a little better chance, especially mid to late afternoon through this evening. 77 degrees. Could even throw in a thunderstorm. Some showers tonight. 60. Tomorrow morning a shower, then some partial sunshine. A north breeze in 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Woodbridge, 67 in Bethesda, and 67 in Washington. Donald Trump makes nice with GOP insiders. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Time to get up and get around, get started. And we've got all kinds of... we got a show for you today. At 7:05, Chef Jeff Tracy will join us. You know, in the District of Columbia, they're talking about raising the wages for those who get tips to $7.50 an hour. Jeff Tracy will have something to say about that. At 7:15, James Rosen from the Fox News Channel, he's down in Florida covering the GOP spring meeting, and we'll check in with him. And at 7:45, Chris Richards with the Washington Post, he's their pop culture guy, on the passing of Prince. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor, he's taken some time off, and we are pleased to be joined today by Lisa Booth. You see her all the time. I mean, I can't look at cable TV news these days without seeing Lisa Booth up there. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. TGIF.
It is. It's Friday all day long.
It sure is.
And we got lots of good stuff to talk about, and thank you for joining us here this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Want to start off this morning with a story that caught my eye out of Capitol Hill. Now, look. I remember the days when I covered Capitol Hill. There's a tunnel that runs between the Capitol and the Rayburn Building, and the subways go back and forth. And when the members, you know, need to come in from the House office buildings to cast a vote, so they take the subway through this Rayburn Tunnel, right? One of the things that you always remember about that tunnel is that in between point A and point B, or point B and point A, there are all of the state's flags on display. They've been there for as long as I can remember. All of the states, all 50, and then the territories as well. I mean, you know, District of Columbia is in there. Everybody's got their flag up there. It's sort of a really nice thing. You don't often see all of the nation's flags in one location. Recently, they took them down for some renovation in that tunnel. And now we are hearing word that the flags will not be put back. And you may say, well, okay, well, maybe what are they going to do? They're going to put the quarters. Remember how every state has a quarter?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put those on display. But here's the thing. The reason why they're not going to put all the flags back up is because of Mississippi. Mississippi's state flag has, in the upper left-hand corner, sort of the Confederate stars and bars, the Confederate battle flag, is part of their state flag. And because the person in charge of this particular job, it would be Candace Miller, Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan, who chairs the Committee on House Administration, because she says, well, I've looked at this and I've studied it and I understand that this is very, very sensitive to a lot of people. And so I've decided that we are going to not put any of the flags back up. She says, prior to the renovation, a flag from each state was on display in the tunnel. Given the controversy surrounding Confederate imagery, I decided to install a new display. I am well aware of how many Americans negatively view the Confederate flag, and personally, I'm very sympathetic to these views. So the state flags will no longer be in that tunnel. Is this the right decision because you happen to disagree with the people of Mississippi about their flag? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WML. Is this a right decision? Is this the wrong decision? And tell us why you think so. Love to hear your thoughts this morning. Look, I am sensitive to the thing that people say I'm offended by the Confederate flag, and I understand that has, you know, a sensitivity for a lot of people. It's the state flag of Mississippi, and I don't think that you take down all 50 of the American flags because you happen to disagree with the choices that have been made by the people of one of your states. If you want to have a discussion with Mississippi about changing their state flag, that's one thing. But they made that decision. It is the state flag. I have not heard of any recent attempts to have the state change that flag. And I say, look, you can't change it. It is what it is, and we should not take down all 50 of the American flags simply because a few people might be offended by one of the 50. But I want to know what you think. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, and Brian, it's history, and, you know, a part of American history was ugly, but it's our history nonetheless. And it's not just the Mississippi flag as well. It's also Alabama and Florida, Arkansas, Georgia, that all have, you know, some sort of Confederate markings or something having to do with the Confederacy. And you can't just erase history. In some respects, we should remember history or remember the times that were dark in America because, you know, that's how change is enacted and that's how change happens. So, I mean, you have to still remember parts of history. And, you know, it's interesting because I go back to the conversation in Congress regarding the Confederate flag after the shooting in Charleston, which is where all this conversation had stemmed, the national debate that stemmed for. And, you know, Democrats were looking at that time to ban the decoration of graves by Confederate soldiers. Their descendants wouldn't be able to go and decorate the graves of those Confederates. You know, and Chris Steigerwalt, who, you know, had a great article in Fox News First back then, and what he pointed out, and I just thought this was really interesting, he points out the fact that, look, you know, the United States flag flew over the nation for 90 years when slavery was legal. You look at the flag of New York, it flew over a city where as many as 20% of the 18th century inhabitants were slaves. So it's just, how much correcting can you, at what point does it stop? You know, at how far do you go? And I point that out with, you know, just the simple fact that he points out that the flag of the United States flew over for 90 years.
Let me play devil's advocate, though, because you know that there are those people who will look at this flag and say, it is a painful reminder of our past. It hurts me. It offends me to my core. To me, it is a racist symbol. Now, I'm not saying those are my opinions.
But this isn't the Confederate flag. I mean, there is some semblance of the Confederacy in the flag, but it's not the Confederate flag.
Basically, the entire Confederate battle flag is in the upper left-hand corner of this flag, if you know the state flag. So, I mean, it is represented in its entirety in one corner of the flag. And some people look at it and say, this is deeply offensive to me. You know, should we ignore those opinions? I mean, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What do you think? If people say, well, you don't understand what that means to me and what it represents to me and how painful it is to me. You don't find any argument there that is persuasive?
Well, I think we as a country are just overtly politically correct. And we also have this tendency to overcorrect when, you know, there are times where the country has had it wrong. I mean, you look at the Charleston shooting, of course, it breaks everyone's heart. These are innocent churchgoers who, you know, obviously were incredible people because you saw the families of the slain tell this shooter that we forgive you. I mean, what, just to show you the beauty of humanity, you see these the victim's family members telling someone who is just pure evil that we forgive you. I mean, what a testament to love and forgiveness. And if society as a whole, if people were even a fraction of those individuals, we would be a better country as a whole.
All right.
But you can't take that and turn it into this situation where we eliminate history, where we overcorrect and we just erase the past.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of you want to weigh in on this. We're going to take your calls. 1-888-630-9625. Did they make the right decision? Did they make the wrong decision? And tell us why. They are removing all flags from the tunnel up at Rayburn because some people are offended by the Mississippi state flag. 1-888-630-9625. Love to hear what you have to say about it. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield and for Jamie Whitten this morning. Hello, Steve. Good morning.
That I am, and good morning to you. On the outer loop of the Beltway, a little slow between Route 210 and St. Barnabas Road. Plus, we have the two left lanes blocked by the American Legion Bridge by a disabled tractor trailer and actually closed approaching Branch Avenue. That bad accident from earlier this morning. What you can do is head over to Indian Head Highway instead. Then watch for delays southbound of the 3rd Street Tunnel between New York Avenue and K Street. And in Anne Arundel County, as you head towards the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, be careful. Both hands on steering wheel. A wind advisory is in effect. We'll wrap it up northbound Route 1 in Alexandria. A slow go between Kings Highway and State Highway 241. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, cloudy, a few showers this morning, mostly west. And an isolated thunderstorm is possible this afternoon, a high of 77. Tonight, they say an occasional shower may rumble through, but only a 40% chance, a low of 60. Tomorrow, there is a chance of a morning shower, but it clears as the day it goes forward, and a high of 73. On Sunday, in the low 70s. On Monday and Tuesday, in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is now 5:16 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Up on Capitol Hill, they have decided they're not going to put the flags in the Rayburn Tunnel because some people are offended by the Mississippi state flag, which up in the upper left-hand corner of the flag has the Confederate battle symbol. The stars and bars is in the upper left-hand corner of that state flag. And Candace Miller, a Republican, has decided that we're just not going to have any flags because some people are offended by that one. Is that the right decision? Curtis in Fredericksburg, start us off. You're on with Brian, and today it's Lisa Booth in for Larry O'Connor.
Hey, Curtis.
Yeah, this whole thing is absolutely ridiculous at this point. It's a tiny little Confederate flag, and people talk about, oh, this causes me pain, and I'm like, I don't want to hear it, because you were not alive 150 years ago. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people saying this weren't even alive 50 years ago. And just to show you how ignorant people are, they're not talking about the Georgia flag, which, guess what? The Georgia flag used to have the battle flag on it, and everybody made a big stink and started crying and said they needed to change it. So guess what they changed it to? They modeled it right after the first national Confederate flag, the flag of the government. And nobody notices because people are so uneducated that they just change it from one Confederate flag to another Confederate flag. And, I mean, it's just, this whole thing is mind-boggling. People need to stop and grow up for real.
All right, Curtis. Thank you. That's a very strong opinion. How about Corporal Ferguson, who's on the line this morning? Corporal Ferguson, you're on with Brian and Lisa this morning.
Morning, Lisa. Morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
Those who fail to remember history are bound to repeat it. And as the other caller was saying, there are other Confederate flags out there, such as the Bonnie Blue, which is a part of the Texas flag.
Well, the Texas flag is one single star on a field of blue with the colors white and red off to the right.
Correct, but the single star in the field of blue on the Texas flag is the Bonnie Blue up in the corner of this with the stripes added to it.
Yeah, my understanding of it is that it's supposed to represent the fact that it is the Lone Star State and that it was once its own country. But maybe that's offensive to some people.
Well, ask the Mexicans.
All right, thank you, Corporal Ferguson. How about Rick in Middleburg? Good morning, Rick. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I think all this stuff, people not knowing what the stars and what the bars and what the color on the flag means, are very ignorant, and we should overlook some of this stuff. And you know what? There's nobody putting out there saying hate, hate, hate. So if this is the case with the Confederate flags, my opinion is you should put them back, Or if you really want to get deep into it, all right, let's take down the George Washington Monument, Mount Vernon, and all these presidents' memorials that own slaves. I mean, hey, you might as well get rid of all of them, level them. If you're going to take them flags down, put the flags back, study your history, because we had more people die in the United States on both sides fighting for a cause.
Well, you know, it is interesting, because what you say, you know, I don't think anybody's going to suggest we take down the Washington Monument, but he did own slaves. And where do you draw the line, I think, is the bigger question, right?
Well, and then, you know, do you also take down statues and Statuary Hall as well in, on Capitol Hill? I mean, that's the problem, is it's a slippery slope, and it's endless.
Where do you draw the line? If you decide that we're going to eradicate this part of our history, then where do you make that? Should we not have a Washington Monument? I mean, is that where we're headed in this time and place where it's so offensive to people? I don't know. I don't know where you, when you start going down this path and you eventually reach a point where you can't go that far. Well, who decides that? Who decides? It's a subjective decision, is it not? All right, listen, let's go to Lee in Winchester. Lee, you're from the great state of Mississippi. What do you think about all this?
Hey. Like I said a while ago, I voted for this flag back whenever I was ready to graduate high school. After talking to numerous people, black, white, it didn't matter. I talked and got everybody's opinion on it, and I made a decision on my own to vote to keep the flag, as did 60 to 70% of the state of Mississippi.
So how do you feel when they...
It is a historical reminder of what the state has gone through to this point.
Well, what do you think then when... Hold on a minute. What do you think when you hear that they're taking down all the flags because some people are offended by the Mississippi state flag?
Get over yourself and just grow up. There's always going to be stuff that's going to offend people. They just need to get over it.
All right, there you have it. Well, listen, I'd like to know if there's somebody out there that sees this the other way. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL 522.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by 2 U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from McCarthy. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch Smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture. All available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation, second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Stephen Greenfield with our traffic report. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve. Here going on the outer loop of the Beltway, we have a disabled tractor trailer blocking the two left lanes at the American Legion Bridge. They are waiting for a tow truck. Also, we have major delays between Route 210 and Branch Avenue. An accident blocks all lanes at Temple Hill Road. What you want to do is head over to Indian Head Highway instead. Now, in the northwest quadrant, we also have a fender bender closing Florida Avenue between 13th and 14th Street. You can head over to U Street instead. To Prince George's County, where eastbound the Capitol Beltway's express lane slow right now between Indian Hill Highway and the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scott starting to pull in front off to the west of us. That's going to be our rainmaker. We'll see a chance of showers this morning. Maybe a few around to the west especially. Cloudy this afternoon. Still a few showers. Maybe a little better chance, especially mid to late afternoon through this evening. 77 degrees. Could even throw in a thunderstorm. Some showers tonight, 60. Tomorrow morning, a shower, then some partial sunshine. A north breeze in 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It is now 526 on WMAL. Okay, on Capitol Hill, no kidding, in the tunnel that runs between the Capitol and the Rayburn House office building, they used to have all of the American flag. It was really quite a tremendous display. And now they have taken them down. They're not going to put them back. And the reason given by Candace Miller, a Republican, is that, well, you know what? That Mississippi flag offends some people because it's got the Confederate battle symbol in the upper left-hand corner. So no flags. Is this the right decision? I mean, some people truly are offended by this, but is this the right decision? Stephen in Michigan, this is a congresswoman from your state, Stephen. What do you think?
I'm thinking I'm going to have to disown her. Okay. But I don't agree with it. Like you guys have been saying, it's, you know, part of our history. I really liked how Lisa tied in about forgiveness.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Look, I think they ought to reconsider. And you know what? This is something that the Speaker of the House needs to correct. You know, it may be Candace Miller's decision on the committee level, but the Speaker of the House could say something about this. They're the American flags. They're our state flags. Let's put them back. It's now 527.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology,
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
Listen, with all of the focus on the Republican battle for the presidential nomination, have we been paying enough attention to what Hillary has actually been saying on the campaign trail about your Second Amendment rights? Stay with us, because we're going to play you some sound that you may find just a little bit troubling. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An autopsy is planned today to determine the cause of death of pop music icon Prince.
Prince had not been feeling well, we're told. He had canceled two concert dates in Atlanta a few weeks ago, but then last week played the two rescheduled dates. After the concert, his plane made an emergency landing at a Chicago area airport, and he was rushed to the hospital, where after a time was reportedly released after being treated for flu-like symptoms. As President Obama himself said in a statement he released, quote, Prince did it all. Funk, R&B, rock and roll, and talented without a doubt.
Correspondent Jim Roop. The search for a young, missing Fairfax County firefighter has ended. Searchers yesterday found the body of 31-year-old Nicole Mittendorf in Shenandoah National Park. They say they also found a suicide note in her car. Donald Trump is renewing his call for Ted Cruz and John Kasich to drop out of the GOP race.
At a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Trump ratcheted up the pressure on Cruz and Kasich, again making the case that his remaining opponents are mathematically eliminated from the battle for the GOP nomination.
Cruz and Kasich have no path to victory. It's over. It's over.
Trump has all but dropped the softened tone he adopted earlier this week after he won the New York primary. He was back to calling Cruz here Lion Ted and added that people don't even know who Kasich is.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. And early voting in Maryland is now over. Preliminary numbers show there was record turnout for a primary election. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,983, the NASDAQ at 49,46. Sports, the Wizards have reportedly decided on Scott Brooks as their new head coach. The Caps try again tonight to eliminate the Flyers in Game 5 of their series at Verizon Center. Baseball, the Nats fall to the Marlins, the O's beat Toronto, and the Cubs' Jake Arrieta throws a no-hitter against the Reds. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the DC Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
The crap in Washington is going to come to a screeching halt when you elect Dave Wallace to the U.S. Senate. He is not a politician.
Hi, I'm Dave Wallace, a businessman, a family man, a lifelong Marylander. I'll fight to cut your tax rate, cut deficits, debt, and regulation, bring great jobs back to Maryland, secure our borders, and prohibit unscreened refugees into Maryland. Go to davewallace.us. Vote Dave Wallace in the Maryland primary April 26th. Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Sponsored by Dave Wallace for U.S. Senate.
Hey, Christy, what are you doing here?
Making money with Selfie Station.
What's Selfie Station?
It's right over there.
You mean that awesome portable touchscreen photo booth that we've been taking selfies with all night? That's your business? Oh, it's so much fun, and the pictures are such a great memory.
Everybody loves Selfie Station. I'm having more fun and making more money than I ever have.
You know, this would be perfect for my brother's wedding.
Call me soon, because I book up fast.
Do you want to own a business that's fun, that everybody loves? Right now, Selfie Station is offering a sweet
deal to get you started. For a super low investment, you can be up and running in just 30 days. Weddings, corporate functions, proms, club events, holiday parties. Be the first in your area. You won't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal even more with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right, for a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to selfiestationradio.com and enter promo code 44. That's selfiestationradio.com, promo code 44.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. On the outer loop of the Beltway, use caution as you head to the American Legion Bridge. A tow truck is requested for a disabled tractor trailer. That's going to block at least one of your lanes. Also, on that outer loop, we have delays from, 210 all the way out to Branch Avenue with a bad accident. Now, in the northwest quadrant of the district, Florida Avenue shut it down with an accident between 13th and 14th Street. Use U Street instead. Over to Prince George's County, eastbound the Capitol Beltway. Express lane slow from Indian Head Road to the Capitol Beltway. And in Anne Arundel County, westbound Route 100 with an accident. Police on scene approaching Edwin Rayner Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, a gray morning. Temperatures mild, though, for this time of year, almost surpassing where we should be for the daytime high. Cloudy and mild this afternoon, 77. A few showers around, especially this afternoon. And maybe an isolated thunderstorm for the Friday afternoon commute. Occasional showers and 60 tonight. Saturday, a morning shower, then some sun later, and a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Chantilly, 64 in Germantown, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Chef Jeff Tracy will join us. They want to raise how much they're paying people who get tips, waiters, waitresses, that kind of thing. And he has some thoughts about that. It's all being considered in the District of Columbia. 7:15, James Rosen with your Fox News Channel. He's down in Florida covering the GOP spring meeting. And then at 7:35, we'll reflect back on the life and times of Prince with Chris Richards from the Washington Post. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off, and I'm joined here today by Lisa Booth. Lisa is, one of the pundits you see on TV all the time, conservative pundit and strategist. Good to have you here, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Hillary. Hillary has had some things to say about guns. Listen to this. Cut one. Hillary talking about guns at a gun forum just the other day.
And when it comes to guns, we have just too many guns on the streets, in our homes, in our neighborhoods. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk in this campaign, in the primary campaign, about the power of certain interests in our country. And we do have a bunch of powerful interests, make no mistake about it. But there is no more powerful lobby than the gun lobby.
So here's the thing that caught my ear about this, Lisa. You know, we've known her position on guns, but this is the first time that I've ever heard her say that we have too many guns in our homes. I mean, one of the great things about the Second Amendment is that we are allowed to protect our home, the castle doctrine, the whole nine yards. That, you know, that's the one place. I mean, in the District of Columbia, it's darn near impossible to get a permit to carry a gun out in the area. But you could always protect yourself in your home. But now, today, the new standard is, apparently in Hillary's world, that we have too many guns in our homes. What do you think about this? 1-888-630-9625. Is this something that frightens you as a defender of the Second Amendment? Or do you think she has a point that, you know, gun violence is out of control and we got to do something about it? Maybe we need to start talking about how many guns we have in our homes. Last year, you should know that she said of Australia's mandatory gun buyback program of semi-automatic rifles and shotguns, she said that's worth considering here in the United States. I'm wondering, with everything that's going on the Republican side of the equation, and we've been focused a lot on, you know, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and John Kasich and all that, have we been paying enough attention to the things that Hillary is saying? This is one area where she deeply disagrees with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders does not take this position. She does. And this is the woman who many people say has a pretty good chance of becoming the next president of the United States. Does this cause you concern? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Hillary says we have too many guns in our homes. This is very frightening to me, Lisa.
I have a lot of points of frustration with this. And look, Bernie Sanders has been to the left of her on a variety of issues. So this is a one wedge issue that she's trying to have on Bernie Sanders. But she talks about powerful interests. But this is a woman who is controlled by the likes of Goldman Sachs and Wall Street. When she rails against Wall Street, when she makes one speech from the likes of Goldman Sachs to the tune of $225,000, refuses to release the transcripts because she knows it would get her in trouble. So she talks about powerful interests, but she's owned by a powerful interest. She mentions Australia's mandatory gun buyback program, which is gun confiscation.
Yes.
The reality is we have 300 million guns in America. The individuals who are going to turn over those guns in under some sort of scenario are not the people that are going to be committing crimes because they're not criminals. The people that wouldn't return the guns that we would have problems with are criminals. So, you know, criminals by definition break the laws that are currently on the books. And I'm just so sick and tired of the Democratic Party having an intellectually dishonest conversation with the American people. They continue to talk about these quote unquote common sense gun reforms. But when you look at any of the policies that they want to put on the books, none of those policies are going to do squat to stop these mass gun violence. Not only is gun violence at a 20-year low, but none of those policies are going to do anything to stop it. You go to Oregon. Oregon has universal background checks. The killer of the Roseburg, Oregon, was still able to obtain a gun because he didn't have a prior record. You go to the Virginia shooting. Same thing. The guy was able to get a gun. You go to Sandy Hook. The killer was not able to get a gun because he was unable to pass a background check, but he stole the gun from his mother because he is a criminal. I mean, you just go down the list, and none of these policies would do anything to stop the mass shootings that we have seen. So I'm just so sick and tired of the Democratic Party having this intellectually dishonest conversation and making false promises to the American people that somehow these policies would prevent these shootings. Perhaps we have to look at society as a whole and the fact that we're giving these killers exactly what they want, which is infamy.
Yeah, listen, Chelsea was in Maryland, and she talked about this, and she thought that there was an opportunity to do something about gun control, and here's what she said, and you should pay really close attention to this, because Antonin Scalia is no longer on the court. I mean, whoever is going to be the next president of the United States is going to choose who replaces Antonin Scalia. And Chelsea is here saying in the state of Maryland, and you know what? Now that Scalia is gone, we may have a real opportunity to do something about guns. Mike in Springfield, very quickly, you're on with Brian and Lisa. What do you think there, Mike?
I think, if anything, Hillary's absolutely backwards in that assessment. We need to have more out here because it's evident that we cannot protect ourselves. The police can't do it for us. We need to do it for ourselves. Look at Baltimore and look at Chicago.
And Ray in Potomac, very quickly, what's your thought?
Hey, good morning, Brian, man. I dare somebody like Hillary Clinton, who's walked through this life, most of her adult life, under the armed protection that we taxpayers provide her, to comment, to want to restrict the amount of guns that a person has in their home and the ability to be able to protect themselves as they walk freely about this country.
It's pretty rich, you got to admit. I mean, it's awful nice to say that you shouldn't have your guns when you've got Secret Service walking around behind you.
It's complete and utter hypocrisy.
It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. The U.S. and its longtime partners attending the U.S. Gulf Cooperation Council Summit face a new era of challenges as they work toward a lasting defeat of ISIL and to counter Iran's regional destabilization. At the meeting, Defense Secretary Ash Carter emphasized the robust relationship forged between the U.S. and its GCC partners over the past 35 years. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they help others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed three other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Stephen Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. We're going to start out with an accident on 355 at Germantown Road awaiting a tow truck. Then on the outer loop of the Beltway, an accident by Branch Avenue has just one lane and the right shoulder getting by. We'll keep an eye on that for you. However, we're all clear on the outer loop out the American Legion Bridge. No more disabled tractor trailer there. In the northwest quadrant, we are closed at Florida Avenue between 13th and 14th Street with an accident. Head over to U Street instead. A fender bender popping up eastbound I-66 after Lee Jackson Highway. And we're slow eastbound of the Capitol Beltway Express Lane between the Woodrow Wilson Memorial Bridge and the Capitol Beltway. And for Metro Rail, the Blue Silver Line right now experiencing delays in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Overcast around, a gray morning. Temperatures mild, though, for this time of year, almost surpassing where we should be for the daytime high. Cloudy and mild this afternoon, 77. A few showers around, especially this afternoon. And maybe an isolated thunderstorm from Friday afternoon commute. Occasional showers and 60 tonight. Saturday, a morning shower, then some sun later, and a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest.
So Speaker Paul Ryan sat down with CNN host Manu Raju the other day and said the following.
How are you dealing with it differently than John Boehner did?
I think I'd do it better. Not to knock John, but I spend more time with all of our members on a continual basis. And so because I was a person that wasn't looking for this job, what I'm trying to do is be responsible with the power that comes with this job and decentralize that power to make members more empowered.
So Speaker Paul Ryan's getting awfully confident in the job. hasn't been around too long, but you know, already saying he's doing it better than John Boehner did there. But I do think he makes some valid points here, because what he points out is he's trying to decentralize the power that the Speaker has. And you know, part of his promise to the House Freedom Caucus at the time when there was that back and forth about who's going to become Speaker, who's going to be the guy, Kevin McCarthy had to step down. But part of his promise to the House Freedom Caucus was to return the House to regular order, to open the door to amendments and to allow the House Freedom Caucus and to have, varying people in the caucus with varying opinions be able to offer amendments and have their say and have their time. So far, he's been able to maintain that promise. I mean, now you could point out the atrocious spending bill that was passed not too long ago, where he essentially funded everything that Republicans have been fighting against, such as President Obama's executive order, as well as, funding for Planned Parenthood. But that being said, he has so far stayed true to his promise of allowing the House Freedom Caucus and other people to have some input and say into the process.
He apparently has come to the conclusion, I think it's the right conclusion, that the difficulty of that job is making sure that you keep all of your factions, sort of feeling comfortable about where things are and keeping them included in the discussions and involving them. And he's very good at that. However, it is sort of strange when he opens up his comments by saying,
I think I'd do it better.
I mean, really, is that something you should actually say?
Probably not.
I mean, it sounds a little conceited when you go,
I think I'd do it better.
Yeah, I don't know that I would have said that.
Not for lack of confidence.
he is doing a better job, though, you're right, of bringing in these warring factions and helping everybody feel as if they have a voice. Now, whether or not they truly do have a voice is another matter, but at least they feel as if they have a voice.
And it'll be interesting, because look at this election cycle. This election cycle, I think, is going to be really interesting because I think Speaker Paul Ryan could end up having a bigger role in the Republican Party at a time where you would typically have the Republican front runner. If it's someone like Donald Trump, I think Speaker Paul Ryan is going to have sort of a bigger imprint on the election cycle as a whole, because if you look at them, they're very drastically different individuals, and I think you may even see someone like Donald Trump turning to Speaker Paul Ryan.
Now there's a guy who would say,
I think I'd do it better.
I think the dynamic between the two of them will be very interesting, because Speaker Paul Ryan is more of a policy wonk, a solutions-oriented guy with the policy, and Donald Trump is that executive guy. So I think it'll be interesting so it'll be interesting to see the dynamic between the two of them if he does become the presidential nominee for Republicans.
All right, it's time to check with El Rushmo, 551 on WMAL.
You know, some very high-ranking Democrats are not feeling the burn, not even close. When drive-by media types asked Bernie Sanders to explain Hillary Clinton's victories in the South, Bernie dissed the region. He called the South a conservative region, out of touch with the way the rest of the country thinks. Bernie has also criticized the way Democrats scheduled their primaries, loading so many southern states near the beginning of the cycle. Now, his response did not raise any eyebrows in a drive-by media. They basically agree with him. But Bernie did hurt the feelings of southern Democrats. This week, the Democrat Party chairs of South Carolina, Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi wrote a Dear Bernie complaint letter. After half-heartedly praising Bernie for bringing a bunch of new young voters into their aging, decrepit party, these Southern Democrats blasted Sanders for the way he's characterized the South. In so many words, they called him a racist, accusing him of minimizing the voices of a key voting bloc of consistent Democrat Party voters, African Americans. And it didn't end there. The Democrats lectured Bernie on the importance of diversity and praised Hillary Clinton for getting it right. So Bernie, it's time to mend fences. Got to show Southern Democrats that you're not a racist. You need to visit the South and tell everybody you love hot sauce and carry it with you everywhere. And if they accuse you of pandering to black people, just ask them, is it working? service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, one of the largest and most profitable fields in business today is corporate training, executive coaching, and speaking. It has become an $11 billion annual industry. Now, if you've been thinking of entering this exploding corporate training market, you need to become certified by the John Maxwell team. I have seen and heard success stories of people who become certified Maxwell corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers, and I am impressed. Maxwell is the global authority. They've been at this for more than 40 years. Now, when you become Maxwell certified, you'll be able to profit from this booming business. The fastest growing, largest certification program in the world, the John Maxwell team, has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for years all over the world. Become a Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL.
I'm Dr. Will Sauve, a psychiatrist with TMS Neural Health Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week 4, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit hopetms.com.
Living with depression is a daily struggle. TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. If your current treatment is not enough, you are not alone. With TMS and FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is changing lives in our many locations. Find out more at our free open house in Tyson's Corner on April 28th at 6 p.m. Visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
It is 5:55 now. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives here on WMAL. Let's check in with Stephen Greenfield, who's in for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, good morning, Bill. We'll start out in Germantown with an accident still waiting a tow truck at 355 by Germantown Road. Then on the outer loop of the Beltway, heading for Branch Avenue, just the right lane and shoulder are getting by with an accident. And we'll keep an eye on that for you. Delays do go back to Route 210 at this point. In the northwest quadrant, we're shut down with an accident. Florida Avenue between 13th and 14th Street. Head over to U Street instead. Eastbound I-66, an accident taking out the two left lanes. Five vehicles involved. Right by Lee Jackson Highway, delays go back to the Fairfax County Parkway. And Metro Rail riders, just be aware there are delays on the Blue Silver Line and the Orange Line. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much in the rain bucket this morning, but a couple of showers are possible, especially west this afternoon, cloudy and 77 degrees with a chance of a few showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. It's now 5:56.
Joe Mauer.
And will it stay in? It's a home run.
Loves facing NL pitching.
And the ball hit a ton to right. Wow.
Max Scherzer.
Scherzer just blowing him away.
Loves beating Minnesota's bats.
Nine up, nine down.
Veteran slugger versus veteran hurler. Complete game. Nationals, Twins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
I think I'd do it better.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Trinoxid is an option that is completely private and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their high prices and insurance limitations. After years of studies, Trinoxid has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA-approved labs and packed with 17 highly potent and powerful ingredients, including the breakthrough all-natural compound ZMA-2000. Trinoxid is protected by two U.S. patents. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and our secret weapon by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now to find out how to get your free supply of Trinoxid before it runs out. Call 800-971-6763. That's 800-971-6763. Call now and we'll also give you our enhancement cream free as our gift to you. Call 800-971-6763. 1-800-971-6763.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Well, coming up on WMAL, many people are paying tribute to the passing of Prince. But you know what? Maybe we should stop and pay tribute to people before they pass on. And we're gonna explore that when we come back. Also, are you ready for your human robot? Human